Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
After the results of Monday Night Football, Detroit inching closer and closer to the top four of Super Bowl odds in the National Football League. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats with you on a Tuesday morning, and we are now joined by CBS Sports' Will Brinson to talk about the National Football League. How you doing, Will?
Guys, the Detroit Lions, the demise of the Detroit Lions because they lost two coordinators may have been a bit exaggerated. Dan Campbell is a stud. Jared Goff. I mean, what a statement game. Like, you go into Baltimore and do that to the Ravens. I think you put the Lions above the Packers when you're talking about, you know, the best teams in the NFC North, best teams in the NFC. And then I think it's probably like a 7-team group of squads that I kind of trust at the top. And by trust, I mean like loose, right? I mean, the Bills, Ravens, who I forgot to mention last time, Packers, Lions, Eagles. And I think I've got the Rams and the Chargers up there as well. That's kind of like I think they can blow a game at any point because it's the NFL, but that's sort of the group I trust at the top. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I feel very good about it. I'm also kicking myself. The human brain works in mysterious ways, obviously. When
you didn't.
Electric, Brad Evans and Ryan Horvath on BetMGM tonight.
Oh, that's a sexy phrase.
Quote Dr. Dre, creep with me and walk with me on this one.
Welcome to a new era of wagertainment. This is the BetMGM Network. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, and I think not only just Gibbs, but you have, again, you have like all these, you have like five guys who can take over a game between Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, who was just sort of written off, I guess, because Jahmyr Gibbs is awesome. David Montgomery is still great. I mean, he's the hammer, like the heart and soul of that run game. And they're going to feed him the ball down by the goal line. He can still break off big runs. I mean, maybe not the full break. Like Jahmyr Gibbs scores that touchdown that Gibbs was trying to, you know, run to. I think, you know, Sam Laporta, underused still, but very, very dangerous. And then, of course, Jameson Williams, who's an absolutely explosive playmaker. This offense went outdoors in primetime against a truck in the Ravens and took care.
Get ready to experience.
Like, go for it on fourth down in big spots. And, you know, what is it, that third and they don't get it on third down. And Troy Aikman sort of like, you know, Dan Campbell's told us. Like, everyone on the team already knows if they're going to go for it on fourth down. And, again, like, we can talk about it, how it works in big spots and when it fails in, you know, conference championship games and all that. But when the whole team is on the same page about going for it on fourth down, it just gives you a lot more confidence in what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. You don't feel like they're waffling in these moments. And I think Detroit, the coordinator stuff is just overblown. Like, they look great out there. Maybe they might have upgraded. I don't know. I mean, I am not worried about the Lions in any facet whatsoever. And I think they're absolutely a viable Super Bowl contender.
Give me another take on NFC, because I think that's what's really interesting. Detroit is the third favorite right now at 6-1. You clearly like them. People have questions about Philly. They're co-favorites with Green Bay. And then you go down the line, like we get the Bosa news with San Francisco. There's always expectation. The Rams are there. Tampa 3-0, all really close games, all field goal games, less than that. Washington, Minnesota, all of a sudden they look great against Cincinnati. There's another team we were talking about that's way down the board. Give me a take on somebody positive or negative that's not Detroit in the NFC.
I mean, I hate to like beat the drum here, but I think it's, I mean, the Rams are, I think the Rams are just live to win this conference and go back to the Super Bowl. If Puka Nacua's usage is insane through 3 weeks. I mean, this guy is getting fed the rock. Kyren Williams looks like his old self. I mean, he's not like super efficient, but he's just a grinder in that system. Blake Corum actually looks like he may have taken a step forward as that, you know, kind of like backup option if something happens to Kyren. And then Devontae Adams, was it like a maybe underdog tweeted out, it's like, Unk still got it? I mean, dude, going down the field and catching deep balls. Like, if Matthew Stafford stays healthy, this defense is awesome. That game against the Eagles, and obviously, you know, it's bad sweats. I'm sure you guys talked about it yesterday. One of the all-time bad beats in terms of +3.5. Like, there's no way you can lose 3.5 unless one very, very specific thing happens. And it's a really unlikely thing that's going to happen, especially when if it's like a different defensive player who's not 336 pounds and in like a superhumanly fast for his size, is probably going down when he gets the ball because he's seen the ball in his hands before. But Jordan Davis just wanted that touchdown because he's probably only got three of them in his life. But I think, you know, that game, that worries me a little bit for the Rams in the sense that losing that game, a game that you really should have won, when the Niners go and beat the Cardinals in that tough spot with Mac Jones as a backup, maybe that ends up costing you the division. Maybe it ends up costing you a look at the one seed. Maybe it costs you a home playoff game. Like, we'll see how that pans out. But if that's the case, you know, I think it hurts the Rams' chances a little bit. But I just think I am so impressed with what Los Angeles has done in the first 3 weeks of the season, the way they've looked. Matthew Stafford's got to stay healthy, but they've done it against really good defenses and really good teams. I just think this is not something that's going to go away. If for whatever reason, the market and the general public doesn't love the Rams that much.
And as we turn the page to week four, one of these teams will be 1-3. Baltimore, Kansas City.
I mean, was it Baltimore's like -2.5?
2.5.
Yeah. I mean, it's like if the Ravens didn't have this propensity for blowing like games late, I don't know. To me, the Ravens are the better team. Yeah. 21. The Packers can't. I mean, the Cowboys can't stop anything. Like, their defense is absolute trash. The Packers' defense, I do think, you know, the NFL, it's tough to find trap game, like true trap games like you do in college, where NFL team is overlooking an opponent. But I think that was the ultimate trap game against the Browns for the Packers. You're going on the road. You're an 8.5-point favorite. You know that if you score 20 points, the game is over. And you have the Cowboys on Sunday night in the Micah Parsons revenge game on deck. And I think they really did fall for the, you know, like, I don't know if they like got too hyped up about themselves, but I just think it was the perfect trap game. And that's why I love the Browns catching 8.5. Still had to hold on for dear life to get the Browns, but they got home. I think you see a Packers team off a loss going into Dallas against a Cowboys team that, like, will put up a fight to a degree, but I just think they're hapless on defense. And I don't know how, like, the Packers aren't that explosive offensively yet. We haven't seen it from them. If they can run, they're fine. If you can stop them from running, I think they're in a little bit of trouble. I just don't see Dallas slowing down their run game. And I think Parsons, you're going to play 100% of the snaps and come away with like four sacks. I mean, like, that's the problem there is I just think there's a chance that the Packers blow them out. This would normally be a spot where I'd like to take the points, because the Cowboys are good enough to cover the 7, but not with that Micah Parsons factor. He's going to come out just hair on fire in this one.
I knew we were on the Browns, and I loved your tweet Saturday night when the bartender came out, Packers, and you sent me the Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No. I was going to say, was he on the Colts too? Because I feel like the Titans were such a perfect spot. I can no longer back the Titans. Brian Callahan is a bad football coach who does not know what he's doing. And the Titans, I mean, like, he takes a delay of game and then kicks a 62-yarder with like 40 cents. I'm like, how did you not know that was going to backfire into the Colts getting a field goal right before half, man? What are you doing? So, like, the Titans, I don't know if I can back. Who's your stinkier dog than the Browns plus 8.5, Sam?
So, we have a bell here. It's called the can't do it bell. And when somebody says they can't do it, we just ring it. I'm taking the Titans plus 7.
Oh, no.
Yep. I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing it.
The Texans are the first team in 20 years to start 0-3 while allowing 55 points or less. Like, their defense is really good. They just cannot score. I mean, the offense is a dumpster fire. The offensive line is a train wreck. There are injuries all over at the running back position. Nico Collins got a little banged up at the end of that game, then came back in. CJ Stroud looks mid. I mean, I don't know if I can I can't take the Titans again this week, but I understand it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to score to cover 7. So I think that's fair. Yeah. But yeah, Callahan, it's a disaster. So many penalties every week, and that's usually a sign of bad coaching, and we're seeing it there. You like the Rams. They are not going to be betting the Rams this week. No chance. They're taking all those points with the Colts. They already took 4.5 down to 3.5. We'll see if this gets a 3. You think the Rams cover?
Yeah, I do. I think the Rams are a better football team. Look, the Colts are really good. I think there's a chance for some regression here. You're not going to go the whole season without punting. Indiana Jones. I mean, we're not calling Danny Dimes anymore. He's Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones ain't going to be perfect. He's going to lob a Kingdom of the Crystal Skull out here eventually in one of these weeks, and it's just going to be an absolute box office turd. And I think this is the week against a good Rams defense. To me, the fact that the number is staying at the hook, given how well the Colts have played and how they're sort of the darling now 3 weeks into the season, is a little telling. I think there's a couple of those lines out there this week where you're like, with the hook, like, I'm definitely taking the dog here. And it might be a little bit of stinky cheese there. So I think I'd be careful. I like the Rams to win and win handily. I mean, they had the Eagles just put in a corner. And I think what we've seen from the Colts so far this season, now the Broncos game was a little bit closer, obviously, but the Colts have largely front run, right? What happens when the Colts aren't front running? When they can't just hand Jonathan Taylor the ball and let him get downhill. When the Rams come out and score early and score often and get let's say the Rams are up 14 to 20 points. Are the Colts, I don't know if the Colts are built to come back against a good defense like that. And I think the Rams will come out hot at home, put up some points, slow the Colts down, force them to punt a couple times. And then let's see what the Colts can do when they're not front running, because I have an inkling that it may involve a Indiana Jones pick six.
How fun is it to watch Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh work together?
It's awesome. I love Jim Harbaugh. I mean, like, he's one of my favorite coaches ever. I said, like, 2 years ago, I think he's a Hall of Fame coach. And Pete Prisco, of course, is like, what are you talking about? Prisoner of the moment. And look, I mean, Harbaugh gets the best out of everybody. It is unbelievable. Like, Quentin Johnson is a star now. I mean, this guy couldn't catch a football 2 years ago. You know, you lose Khalil Mack. Okay, no problem. You lose Rashawn Slater before the season. Okay, no problem. Najee Harris gone now. Like, it's not going to be a problem. Omari Hampton, I think, will end up being the best rookie running back in the NFL this year. I got 16-1, like, offseason ticket on him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
We got it together. Both got it.
Yeah. I think he starts to get there and really come into his own. I loved him at Carolina. Great player. They have three wide receivers who have a perfect combination of skill sets. They are very complementary. Quentin Johnson, the super deep threat. Lab McConkey, who, you know, we thought would be at like a 30% target share, but hasn't had to be there this year. You know, we're still due for a Lad game. And then Keenan Allen having a renaissance season there. They've got the tight ends who block, who can catch passes. You know, Greg Roman's dialing up a perfect game plan for Justin Herbert. They're passing more aggressively early in games and often. And Herbert looks, I think Herbert, you know, 3 weeks into the season, it's early, right? But if you're talking about the MVP favorites, I mean, yeah, I should have grabbed it at 10-1. I think there are a lot of people that have those tickets. 5-1, I don't even think it's that crazy given, like, what the Chiefs – like, if the Chiefs fall to 1-3 because you got to win your division, I think Herbert's a good look for MVP.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports, thank you very much. Always appreciate you hopping on. Good stuff there. Joe O, Sammy P, we're going to take a look at some NFL awards before we get to our lightning bets on this Tuesday. Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.